So I just want to jump right in here. I walked in, you guys were deep in a discussion about your well-being.
Yeah.
I'm worried
about
you.
My mom called me right after the last episode. Couple things. She does not want me to ever consider an ultra. And she's forbidding me from doing a 50 miler in September. To which I said, oh, you misunderstood. It would be a 50 kilometer.
Wildly different.
It's so different. So I've assuaged her fears slightly. Not really. But
did
more,
she do the math? Does she know?
Does she know what a 50K is?
No, because I told her it's just a little over a marathon. It's the same idea. And she still didn't like it.
Anything over a marathon is a lot.
Yeah, she didn't like it. But more importantly, she's worried about you and your health. And I've brought in Ellen London, fast, funny Ellen London, who is also very concerned about you and your physical well-being, as are the many, many listeners of HWYRT. And I caught, while we were setting up the mics here, I heard a little something about the plan slash not the plan. And I don't understand. The last thing I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, you were going to seek a second opinion.
Yeah.
And that's still on track.
Sure.
Because as you know, I'm not the medical doctor here. Ellen, are you a medical doctor?
You know, I play one on TV.
I know you do.
And but no.
And when you're cleaning the shower.
Not IRL.
A doctor.
Okay. No, I'm seeking a second opinion to read the MRI.
Yes.
And to see if the course of action, if the hip pain returns, is the right one, with eventual likely surgery being the fix.
And what are you doing tomorrow while you wait for the results of the second opinion?
There's no results of a second opinion. My hip feels fine. I have no hip pain.
There are daggers being thrown right now.
Have a little.
It's unbelievable.
Residual back pain, likely caused by Martians or something.
Gotta be. But what are the Martians making you do tomorrow?
I haven't run in a week, and I was going to go for a run.
Okay, but hold up right there.
There it is.
So, okay.
Well, what's wrong with
that? All right, everyone be fair.
I feel good.
Take a minute.
Because I think,
and I have to say that even when I went and got the results of my MRI from my first doc, I was already feeling pretty good.
Did you run home from your MRI? Did you or did you not run home?
I had run that week for sure. No.
Brian, yes. Ellen London brought a bag full of hammers, and she's going to use them all today. Hold on. I think it's fair.
Yeah.
Because in our last discussion, done outdoors on the Gould Estates, you said,
Chicken farm.
I'm going to still do Ultimate. It's my identity. It's what I do.
Yeah.
So you got that. I know you've still been going to November Project, but you've been walking them.
Walking.
But you're still getting out there, being social, connecting with the tribe.
Peter, except for that one time you did that on Friday?
What's happening?
The woe man was sort of the last straw.
Yeah, that was the last big thing.
That's where I knew...
But that is just over a week and a smidge ago. It's not that long ago.
It's a whole week and a half ago.
Okay. And I think what's going on in your mind...
That was like 7 years ago in my mind.
Right. So when I think what your friends are saying are, hey, if you feel like you're ready to just go for a run tomorrow, wait one more week.
So what you're saying is, even though I've picked most of the shrapnel out of myself, I may still have some lasting effects.
It's still premature.
I don't know about that.
Here's what's going to happen. You won't hurt yourself by not running.
You won't not hurt yourself.
Yeah, I will mentally. I'll be a basket case.
You will.
Think about it.
I don't know what's happening.
Think about it.
No, that's a double negative. That would hurt.
Not running is painful, as you both know.
But just give it a... So do something else. So I heard earlier spin class.
We threw out some great options.
A little flywheel.
Spin, bar.
Yoga.
Jazz.
Swimming.
Yoga. Jazzercise.
Tap. You'd be a good tap dancer.
How ridiculous. Hip hop, cardio, hip hop.
All it takes is like
an hour,
3 seconds, and you're in the realm of the weird and bizarre.
I love hip hop yoga.
Go for a walk.
You know what I did?
Gelade.
Do you...
for 40 minutes?
Thank
by
you.
The lava flow?
ESPN 1985.
That's fine.
Can I tell you what I had to do on...
Ellen's too young. She doesn't know.
You know.
She doesn't
remember
Gelade. That's so awful.
Do you know what I did on Saturday?
Nope.
My younger daughter, I helped to coach her soccer game. And then at her request, we drove down to the middle school to attend a 5K, which she smoked 27 minutes.
just under. Smoke. Does she know she shouldn't smoke? It's not good.
Just under a 9-minute pace for a middle schooler. Whoa. Is pretty good.
That is pretty
good. That's pretty.
Yeah. She was pretty happy after playing a soccer game with no subs. You know what I did? Do you know what mental torture chamber I put myself in?
Hmm.
I walked it.
But that's, you walk.
You know how hard it is to walk a 5K?
Well, it's 3 miles, so it's a good workout.
When you want to be running it?
Did you wear running clothes?
I could have run in what I was wearing.
Yeah,
I didn't.
What were you wearing?
Did you wear jeans?
Shorts.
Jorts? Did you wear jorts?
He had jorts on and a tank, a fishnet tank.
Jorts and a bro tank.
Might have been wearing a kilt. No, I was wearing, you know, shorts and a t-shirt, a couple t-shirts. It was like 12 degrees out because in May now in Boston it's freezing.
You could have been wearing like a knitted shawl, so cold.
So I walked it. So let me bring you through the mileage. Mile one, anger. Mile one and a half, took out my phone, started doing phone stuff.
Like games? Texting? SOS?
I don't know what games are. Yeah, texting, working on my Snapchat? Schedule. No. All that kind of stuff. Instagram, all, you know, whatever. Then, at mile and a half, a nice lady walks up to me and says, you know you can walk a lot faster if you stop looking at your phone. And I went,
that's awesome.
You know,
that's
you're
perfect.
Right. And I said, well, I'm trying to reschedule the... you're right. Put my phone away, and then we talked for the next mile and a half.
And you made a friend.
And I made a friend, and it felt like it took 5 minutes to go there.
Did you tell her you had a show all about running? Or, sorry, walking with your phone?
I did not talk about the show at all.
Okay.
Because
now you're embarrassed about the show.
It's embarrassed that I have a show called How Was Your Run Today?
And you don't run
I'm
anymore.
Just walking around. It's not the first time I've been through this rodeo.
Ellen, before we go any further, how was your run today?
My run didn't happen today. I was on an airplane.
Oh, right. You were coming back from the West Coast.
I was on a red-eye flight.
From Frisco?
Last row.
Ooh, last row from Frisco?
No, get this. From Frisco. Boarded at 9:30 p.m.
Frisco time.
Frisco time. Wore leggings because...
That's you.
I was flying United.
You just want to push the envelope.
I just wanted to stick it to the man.
Who doesn't wear leggings on an airplane?
They never pull anybody from the last row. Have you noticed that?
No, they can't get back there.
They don't want to.
They can't get back there.
It smells like the bathroom.
So, right in front of the bathroom.
Oh, of course it is.
People flushing all
constantly.
Night long behind my head. Yeah. But you know what the best part about the last row is?
No, I don't.
The seats don't recline.
No, they do not.
Well, the ones in front of you sure do.
Sure do.
Yeah.
But not your back.
Your seat reclines
upright.
Into the bathroom.
That's right.
Yeah, bolt upright for 6 hours.
That's okay if you're working on a prospectus for a client. But it's not so good if all you want to do is sleep because it's the middle of the night.
Because then you're going to work.
Because you go right to work.
Right.
Have either of you done this trick? And I've never tried it because I'm always delirious when I'm on the red eye. Put the tray down, put your coat on the tray and try to sleep that way.
I tried that around probably 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But it not so comfy.
Didn't work,
you kind of get a thing in your lower back.
Right.
And at that point, I'd gotten so used to holding myself bolt upright that I kind of had that going.
I do that, but I always use my shoes as the center and I wrap my coat around it so I have a hard center.
Well, it brings it up close to your face, so then maybe that alleviates some of the lower back pain.
It's really painful and awful. And I would never suggest doing it, but that's what I do.
Oh.
Hmm.
Because I always fear that the plane's going to go down over the middle of the United States into water that's not there.
Well, that's a lot.
Well, Lake
to worry
Michigan,
about.
Lake Michigan, that's a pretty good target.
Good size, and I want to quickly have my coat and shoes so I can drown. I want it in one bundle. I don't want to think about it underneath there.
That's why I pay somebody else to fly the plane, so I don't have to worry about
that.
You're
not thinking about that?
Yeah, no. Ellen, did you go running in beautiful Northern California?
I sure did.
Where'd you
go? I went for a trail run with my brother-in-law. Classic brother-in-law move. Yeah. So this guy is in great shape, and
this
he loves
Ben's
to run.
Brother.
This is my husband Ben's brother, Will William, and loves to run in great shape, but never wears a watch, and is convinced that he knows his courses like the back of his hand. So he tells me, got this great trail run planned.
It's a 6-miler.
That's exactly what he said. It's 6 miles.
It's not.
No, it's 9.5.
That's not six.
Yeah, he knows his pace.
Not six.
Yeah, he sure knows
and
his pace.
And it's through the Berkeley Hills, like up behind where the football stadium is.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just kind of keep going up. until
you can see the Golden Gate Bridge from the top of it.
No, yes, you could. You saw the photos. Yes. You could actually see the entire bay.
I've been up there many times, past the zoo, the whole deal.
Did you run up there at a 7:30 pace? Because
sure did not. I pushed the
stroller
up there.
He was trying to kill me.
Was it beautiful, though?
It was beautiful. It took us 38 minutes to get to the top.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
22 minutes to get to the bottom.
Whoa. Holy crow. Okay.
There was warm-up and cool-down.
Were you wearing your watch?
Wow.
I was wearing my watch because I knew, because this has happened to me before, where we've had dinner reservations, and he says, oh, we'll do my six-mile loop that I do every day.
Nine.
And after we run a half marathon, we stroll into dinner an hour late.
Wow.
So.
How was your pace at the end there? On the way down?
It was fast.
So you ran straight up and down that hill. I've been up and down that hill many, many times.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
It's brutal.
What time are your reservations at Chez Panisse? Did you get there in time?
We were 15 minutes late. We had to call. We sure had to call.
Did you get a shower in there before that?
A little splash.
Did you actually go to Chez Panisse?
No. Oh. I've never heard of that place. It sounds good.
It's very
good. We went to Acote.
Acote et Repute?
That's
what did you say it was called?
Flatbread.
What was that?
Know.
What was it called?
Acote.
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 Acote. All right.
Aquitaine, the mall store.
Aquitaine, that's good stuff.
Yeah, it was good. It was a very nice trail run. It was very dusty. I had dust in my teeth by the time I got down to the bottom.
Isn't it crazy how dry it is there?
It's so dry.
Yeah. It is so dry. That's one of the things I don't like about it.
Oh, but the smells from all the different flowers and plants that they have there.
Plus, you get a little bit of the fog kind of coming in, so even though it's dry, it kind of cools you off.
I mean, it takes a while to get used to.
No, I don't
want to
feel good. I don't want to feel good when I run.
You just want to be cold.
I'm not
going to
say I felt good. I mean, it was like crampon material going up. Ouch. It's so steep.
It is steep.
That is steep. Tell me, was that your only run while you were out there? Or did you get one more in there?
No, I had several runs.
Give me the total. You were only there, what, 4 days?
Peter, are you literally trying to kill me with these stories?
Deal with it. You need to learn from these things.
I was out for 8 months. I earned my
She
runs.
Can do this as long as all day. Right here.
Except not all day, because I have this like little, my hamstring's a little sore from going up that hill.
I'm just trying
also known as a mountain.
You I'm should just take 6 weeks off.
And she could. She would. If that's what it meant to heal up and be world class. Because she's a professional. Look at her.
How about world class jerk? That's
funny,
me.
Funny fast Ellen London. So wait, you were there 3 days? 4 days?
I was there 4 days.
And how many runs did you get in? Four?
Got in three.
Nice.
That's really nice.
It was
lovely. Did you bring change of clothing of that many runs or did you reuse?
Do you want to be grossed out?
No, I want true because
no,
I'm...
No, I reused.
Yeah, you did,
I brought
right.
one pair of running shorts.
Sure.
One pair of sneaks that got pretty trash because it's so dusty.
So dusty, yeah.
Change of top. You gotta
change
have a change
top
of top.
Yep. All right, very good.
I pull the, especially when I'm in a business trip at a business hotel, I go straight into the shower, full clothes, full running kit.
And to rinse it out. And
rinse
then do the
off.
Hang up. Do the hang up in the shower?
Exactly.
Yep.
Smart.
Yeah.
But only one pair of shoes, always.
Always.
Yeah.
Do
you
bag those shoes or do you wear them on the plane and have the fancy shoes in the bag?
Neither. I put them in I tie them around the handle of my carry-on.
Hold the phone. This is fascinating.
I don't know. I feel like they ventilate better that way.
You're allowed to do that? You're allowed to have shoes tied to your carry-on? That seems like something that...
Yeah, it's a personal item. It's a plus one personal item.
I've never heard of that. Have you ever heard of that?
So personal.
I want to try that.
Yeah.
So wait. So give me your footwear on the plane.
I wear these like really ugly zebra striped chenille socks.
Like slip-ons?
You were looking for me to be that specific.
No, but I mean, do they have a tread or something?
Yeah, they have little treads on the bottom so I can pad my way to the bathroom and back, but they're not shoes. So I change out of my shoes and I put on my zebra striped chenille footies.
I knew there'd be a thing here. I knew there would be.
They're aloe. There's aloe in there.
I
you know the ones I mean.
I have five pair. Wait. What was the shoe that you changed out of? Like, where in security do you do this changing?
Oh, this doesn't happen in security. This happens at my seat.
So where
by the way,
the
I also
go?
Take out my Wait. Contacts and put my glasses on, and I like spritz
that.
My face with
that.
This like rosebud
yeah,
spray.
Yeah, I can't have my contacts in for more than a 2-hour flight. That's true. No,
can't.
You'll dry out.
They will eat
they
your
will
eyeballs.
Adhere to your eye. Or,
and it's all over.
And if you even hope to sleep. Do you have that thing where you wake up from sleeping without contacts in, and you're like, why does my breath
oh my
taste
God.
So bad?
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's awful. That's a real thing, Brian. You wouldn't know.
I don't know anything about anything you're saying. I get in the seat and I can barely move.
No,
like,
it's an important
take your
thing.
Shoes off. I can't reach all
oh,
the way
shoes
down
are
there.
Off.
Oh, no, yeah. I do socks, but yeah. usually with a slip-on shoe because yep. it's easy on, easy off for security.
Right, Vans. I wear Vans.
Right, and I have like Docksiders or whatever that come on, yep. come off. Then I have the running shoes in the bag.
No, you got to leave them out though so
I'm
going to
try that because yeah. it eats up too much space because I also have a pair of dress shoes in the bag.
Ooh. No, I wear the sneakers on the plane.
Sometimes,
yeah, but you got to take them off. You got to breathe.
And also, that's the wrong shoe to wear just sitting around. Like, they shouldn't be on your feet.
Right.
Is that the cause of my hip problems?
It might be. You're really only supposed to wear them running.
You don't wear them any other time. Come on.
No, I wear them running or on an airplane so that I can bring them and not forget them. So I have space.
Okay, next time just tie them on there. All right. See how it feels.
Well, I won't be running.
No, you won't.
Anymore.
No, you're just going to take a little bit of time off.
When's your next trip? When's the next time you're on an airplane?
Of any distance, not until this summer.
So that, I'm going to D.C.
You're
nice
definitely
going to
run then. You're definitely going to be running before that. And that's what you got to start doing in your mind's eye now. You got to start saying, well, okay, it may not be tomorrow, but it's going to be before mm-hmm. that trip.
All right. So if I don't run, according to Ellen, for the next 4 weeks.
That's not what she said at all, but all
actually, right. Actually, that is what I said.
Oh, that's exactly what she said. So, okay.
So I can then get in a couple of like 1 to 3 milers and then do a half marathon
weekend? First off, never do less than 3 miles. Why would you? No, you don't need to. You're fine. You're okay. You can do, when you go for your runs, you can go for a 3. That's real. But don't go for a 7.
But I have my first race, a half marathon coming up.
When is that?
Middle of June.
Yeah. And,
I asked, are there other options? Is there perhaps a 10K on offer?
I haven't investigated that deeply into it yet.
Well, sometimes you need to have a contingency plan.
You could also not run it.
My contingency plan
is to run it and feel horrible.
To stay home and cry.
Okay, don't do that.
That's actually better, though, than running and feel horrible.
No, he could go, though, and help out.
I know, but if he goes, you know he's going to do it.
Of course I am.
Who goes to a 5K and instead of cheering on their super speedy daughter, he walks it instead?
This guy over there.
It just sounds so terrible.
Well, we did. I mean, we didn't do it together, but like we saw each other at the start and the
and
end.
Then she blew by you and you had this opportunity to cheer her on and you decided to walk it
song,
like some
you.
Sicko.
How would I have cheered her on? From where? From the beginning and the end? I mean, at the finish, I guess
how
I could have been
cheer
like,
her on yay. By being 6 hours behind her?
It was in spirit.
Okay. You have,
you have
serious
a problem.
Issues.
You have a problem.
Seriously. Wow. Okay.
It was
tomorrow.
Good exercise walking the 3.1 miles.
Hold on. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
This episode that we're recording right now with Street this Thursday, 8 p.m. You're allowed to go on one run between now and then.
Not according to Ellen.
No, you can go on one.
She says no way.
No, you can go on one.
Okay.
But it can't be more than 3 miles. Or you can go to spin class or a yoga.
Or jazzercise or all those other options.
Or gelade or what have you. You can do any one of those things. You can do multiples of those things, but you certainly can't run more than once.
So or more than once minus once. That would be better.
That would be better, minus the one run that I mentioned, because clearly I've missed out on this 4-week plan. This is what when I started the show and I said I clearly missed something as I came in, I guess I missed this.
So normally I would love to talk about nothing more than myself.
Yeah.
But at this juncture...
You want to switch off this now?
I want to switch off of this topic because...
That's fine.
Ellen has joined us for a very specific purpose that you've kept me in the dark about for, these many weeks. I have no idea...
Honestly, it's for the best.
...why Ellen is here.
It really is for the best. Because when I lay this on you, this is going to change the whole tenor of the podcast as a show.
Okay, so this is the kind of sort of little tidbit feed-in lineup. What do you call that? Preview I've been getting.
Since the marathon.
And now I'm almost like...
It's over a month.
Just ticked
it's a
that
month
I don't know
later.
Anything about it.
It's a month later and you still don't know about it.
But once you know, you can't not know.
Yeah, once I say
un-know
it.
See, now you're piquing my interest.
Once I say it, I can't unsay it. Once this genie's out of the bottle, the toothpaste tube, the whole bit.
Now I'm getting excited.
As you should. Now, I want to just set this up.
I'm going to put my microphone down and just stare at the two of you.
Yeah, and it was important for me that you hear this as part of the show, because I really do want sort of an unfiltered reaction from you, much like when you played for me all the HWRT, the last HWRT.
Clyde Army
sound, and you got my real reaction. I really need a real reaction out of you from this, because I sure as heck got a real reaction out of Ellen London, because she's my sister in running of the 2017 Boston Marathon.
But this really tested our
oh yeah,
relationship.
Like, I'm not sure we're okay. And I hope
think
we are.
We're getting there.
I feel like this is part of the process of healing. So we went to the local watering hole, the Irish Village, for our fabled hoisting of a pint post Boston Marathon.
Someone didn't wear his jacket, but that's a whole nother.
This was. Let me just set the scene. This was what, the Tuesday after the marathon, or
no,
the Wednesday
this was like
after the marathon?
Thursday after, yeah. Because Tuesday
we did each wear jackets. Yep.
Wednesday was the day I couldn't move and stayed home because that's always what I do.
Good move.
Thursday I came in but didn't want to be a braggart with a jacket another day, but she did wear her jacket.
Oh, I did. I wore that thing all week.
And you like, and Kieran, who runs the bar, was like, oh, Ellen, did you run the marathon? And I was like, Kieran, I ran the marathon too. He's like, yep. Sure you did.
He was just glad because the last couple times I've been there, I've just been ordering water and it makes him really sad.
Right, and you had, what did you have?
I had a Guinness.
You had a Guinness.
Times two, I think.
Peter had to order water on St. Patrick's Day when we were there.
Yeah, that was really hard. I think I had a Guinness as well.
Yeah.
I think. And it was delicious. So we were sitting there having our Guinness eye.
Good eye, mate.
And
this story's devolving quickly.
I wasn't sure I wanted to share this with anyone because it'd been in my mind for like 4 or 5 days. And it was starting to eat me up. So I had to confess it.
Hold on. Before you reveal, you realize you had a psychologist available to you in Dr. Chris Carter post-race, who you could, a medical professional, a psychological professional who was available to you. I have no idea what you're about to reveal.
I don't know
to
that
me.
He has experience in this.
I don't know if he has experience in this, and I also think I wasn't fully conscious of it.
Okay.
Until the moments I was saying it out loud to Ellen.
Oh, I see.
Except you were.
I know.
You needed to say it to make it real.
No, subconsciously, I was aware. Consciously, I had to manifest it, and I did that in the round sort of back booth of the Ivy, the corner booth. You know what I'm talking about? That was our St. Patrick's Day booth. I said, Ellen, look, I don't want you to judge me, but I got something that I haven't told another soul, and I have to get it out. You got a little worried.
I did, but I assured you that I wouldn't judge you because I'm not that. I didn't think I was that kind of friend.
I'm worried and I'm ready to judge.
And before I say it out loud to everyone else, have I tested you in the whole "don't judge me" on it thing?
Oh yeah, I judge you.
Oh, you totally judge me. Thank you.
I'm just still judging you right now. But say it anyway. It's a safe space.
Okay. So, the day before the marathon. I can't believe I'm going to say it. I'm really embarrassed. I'm super embarrassed. I know what I did wrong. I'm just going to say it out loud. I know what I did wrong. And there's not much I can do about it. I learned from it. So here, I'm going to stop. Now we go. Here it is. Day before the marathon, I'm laying out the outfit for the race. And I'm doing that whole debate of it's going to be hot, but this Clyde Army member ain't no tank guy. I'm not a singlet guy. That's, no one wants that. No one wants what I got going on underneath all of this covering, right? There would have to be so much manscaping in advance. I would need 2 or 3 people to spot me. It's about 40 pounds too much and not going, right? So I needed an under-tech shirt. I knew I had to wear the tank. Stay with me, because I'm not even close yet. I'm not even close. I had to do an under-tech short sleever, okay?
Okay.
I had gone into that whole weekend thinking, oh, well, it's going to be my HWR t-shirt because that just feels good, feels right. It looked horrible with the coloring of the singlet for Spalding. It just didn't work. It was going to be too dark. It was going to be a hot, sunny day. I saw me overheating and dying. So I said, okay, can't be that. I had 3 other shirts that were sort of in the panoply of colors that might kind of work with. Don't sweat. Stop sweating. You already know what
I'm
it is.
I'm sweating. I know, but it makes me so nervous.
Oh, God. It feels so awful. I can't believe we waited so long to talk about it.
So uncomfortable.
I almost went with a shirt that my son bought me over 2 years ago to run the Boston Marathon in 2 years ago, and I ended up not being able to use it because it was a short sleeve shirt, and that year it was so cold I couldn't wear a short sleeve shirt. It's a Nike brand, if that matters to anybody. But the color blue would have worked kind of but it shows like those outer seams and it didn't quite, it fell wrong. The whole thing wasn't right. The shirt I ended up going with was the perfect color. If everyone goes now to social media and looks at the photos, you're going to see like, wow, he has like a tech shirt that actually matches the shirt of the colors in the singlet. Like, what a good call. Nice job. Nice job. You know how I got injured last year, Brian?
Yeah.
You know how I couldn't run the BAA half marathon?
Yeah.
But that sweet, sweet tech shirt came with my bib.
Yes, it did.
What do I do about that tech shirt, though, really? What do I do about it?
Well, you wear it under other things.
I hide it.
Yeah.
Right? And I justify myself that, like, it's utilitarian, it's good.
Of course.
But I don't let anybody, I don't ever wear it thinking, hey, I ran the race, everybody.
Right.
Because what shouldn't you do?
Well, it's like you shouldn't wear your, you shouldn't buy a marathon jacket and wear it around if you didn't run it. You bought the tech shirt. It was part of the price
of
the mission.
Part of the package, right.
So you can wear it under other things.
The shirt that I wore in the 2017 Boston Marathon was for the Lone Gull 10K that Anna Brooks ran. Stop it. Let me finish.
I'm going to be sick.
No, it's not. And I was her support team.
Yeah.
But I was still injured. I couldn't run that 10K.
Right.
But I picked up my shirt while I was there.
Okay.
And I actually went out of my way to get an extra large. They gave me a large.
I thought you were going to tell me you wore Anna's shirt.
That would be awesome.
That,
I think
that's
that
where
be,
I thought
that
you
would
were
be
going.
Better.
Well, at least that one had been previously worn. That actually,
in a race, right. Right.
By degrees of karma, would have been better than what you did.
Actually, she didn't run that one in a race. She got it, but she, you know, she hasn't. She's worn it since. But she earned that shirt.
Mm. Right.
My point being, I didn't earn that shirt.
Sure.
And that's the shirt I wore in the Boston Marathon this past April. And I'm convinced that I imploded because the universe was like, you're not supposed to wear that shirt, buddy. You didn't earn that shirt. You're not allowed to have that shirt. Don't use that shirt. So that sounds cockamamie, and you're looking at me like I'm crazy. But now I'm having my celebratory Guinness with this one over here. Hi, Alan. And what do you say to me?
I still feel sick. I feel lightheaded just thinking about it.
Because why?
You don't wear the shirt that you haven't earned.
I shouldn't
even
have it, right?
You shouldn't even have it. And then I was saying how this one time in 2016, I could not run the Boston Marathon because I was injured.
Yes.
I had this whole dilemma about, do I even go to the expo?
Right.
Do I pick up my bib? What do I do with it? Do I take it out of the packaging
the wrapper,
they put it in?
Yep.
Ultimately, I decided to pick up the bib because nobody else was going to be able to use it anyway.
Yep.
I wanted to see the number. I just wanted to hold it just for a second.
Sniff it.
That tech shirt stayed at the expo. It did not even
come
home with me.
Wow.
I didn't even want to be tempted. I didn't even want to use that as a layer when it's like 5 degrees outside. That's bad running karma.
So she hit me with this, right? 4 days after the event. And I felt so bad. I'm like, and you said, what should I do with it? What should I do with that shirt now?
Burn it.
So can I burn it in your fire pit, Brian?
Of course.
Can we have a little ceremony and photograph us burning it?
Yeah, you're going to have to bring the BAA half marathon shirt as well.
Oh,
and get rid
no.
of that. Yeah, you didn't run
what?
That.
Why? What? Really?
You didn't burn either one.
Yeah, you know, I think if you're gonna do it, you gotta start over. You need to make an offering at this point.
Yeah. Let's clean it out.
I love that shirt so much.
Clean it out and get you one that you deserve.
Well, the joke is, and Anna would attest to this, the Lone Gull one, it's not even a good shirt.
Mm.
It's not even good.
No.
It's a light shirt, so that was good.
Right.
And it was the right color for the day.
And no new things on race day. You know that.
Oh!
You're better than
that.
It's like a 2-for-1 thing.
That really was dumb.
Like, you didn't earn it, and it was new. You're better than that.
And eating the mini sliders.
That's not
during the race.
I didn't do that.
Oh, you
I didn't do that.
Okay. That might have been a good idea, actually.
All right, so I knew this going in that it was a bad idea.
Yeah, you shouldn't wear a shirt you didn't earn in the Boston Marathon, of all places.
And do you think I gave it power over me and that sabotaged me? Was it self-sabotage?
Yes.
You believe that?
Well, I think our minds are powerful.
all right, but do you believe in superstitions in general? Like, did I put the whammy on myself out in the real universe? Like, is this real magic I did on myself, or is this just mental magic that I did to myself? Do you see the difference?
Yeah, I think it's both.
You think
it was going to be a tough day
for anybody,
either way, but you did not do yourself any favors.
Well, and especially when you're in a being in the middle of a marathon is a compromised position, mm-hmm. physically, emotionally, and
spiritually
and mentally and everything else.
You were the lone gull.
So if you start second guessing yourself on something goofy,
the lone gull.
I'm wearing a shirt I didn't deserve, then you're just going to spiral, man. You're just going to spiral out of control. Like a gull with a broken wing.
I wrote to the chaplain of HWYRT the night before the race. I don't think I told you this. I wrote to him because I saw that the forecast was, it's going to be hot.
Dan Horan.
Dan, Father, Friar, Dan Horan. And I said, Father, would you say a prayer on my behalf and for all racers because it's going to be kind of a hot day? And he said, of course I will. It'll be a great race. But in the back of my mind, I was trying to get some mojo working for me, I think, now that I really dissect this.
Yeah, because you knew you needed a counteract.
Because I was poking the bear. I was poking the superstition bear right in the face with a big stick, with a lone gull stick.
Well, maybe it's best that I don't run for a while if these are the types of decisions that one makes.
But this is the thing, man.
It's tough out there. But you knew.
But I never had the discussion with anybody. I didn't really know. And I think this is why I was so insistent that we talk about it, because I think people need to get this out there. They have to talk about it. Mm-hmm.
I think you might have been making too much about the color choices.
Well, yeah, that's a whole nother.
That really.
And nobody was out there trying to look cute. Yeah. I mean, it was hot. It was sweaty.
And if they were, they didn't succeed.
There was Gatorade flying. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Like,
everyone looked like crap.
No, everyone
looked
horrible.
So you're saying don't worry about matching your singlet to your socks.
No.
No.
That's actually that's easy to do.
That's easy. Yeah,
it's the
undershirt.
Or do what Ellen did, just wear all black.
All black, just ninja.
Oh, no, she
ninja
wore the style. Chanel. She wore those Chanel slip-ons, I thought.
Well, yeah.
Well, you need aloe halfway through the race.
Halfway through.
Yeah.
Oh, there's chenille, by the way, not Chanel.
I thought you said Chanel. Did she say Chanel or chenille?
Let's just get one thing straight, okay?
I thought she said Chanel.
I may be a princess in the back row, but I'm not rocking some Chanel socks.
You know, I tell
chenille.
You, once I admit that I'm
like
never running again.
Super soft.
And the two of you are hosting the podcast. I'm really going to enjoy listening to this because this is good back and forth banter, guys.
Well, did you say chenille?
Listen, when you're recovering from your massive hip surgery, we'll record right next to your bedside and not let you talk.
Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just like the good friends we are.
So you are not at all surprised that I'd made this move. And like you're looking at me clearly like, of course that's what Pete Villa did because he's an idiot.
I wouldn't say because he's an idiot, but
it's not shocking to you in any way.
Not in any way.
Not
is
in
that
any
surprising?
Way.
No, I'm actually surprised that you weren't also wearing socks you had bought that morning.
I wasn't doing that. I'd worn them at least twice, but they were relatively fresh.
Well, that's fine.
Ellen, what with the shaking of the head?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just you knew better.
I think Ellen has some superstitions about running. Is that true?
I do have some superstitions
about running.
All right,
let's dive into that real quick because I think people want to know the kinds of things that they should be thinking about.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I need an education.
The not wearing of the things that you didn't earn. That's a big one.
Wow, I think we covered it.
I have a lucky pair of socks that I like to wear for marathons. They say personal on one foot, best on the other.
Is it the same? You buy the same kind or it's literally the
same
pair?
I'm now on my second pair. But they've, they've been through some races.
Okay.
And I have to put them on the same. Obviously, the personal goes on my left foot. The best goes on my right so that as I'm looking down, it's my personal best.
Personal
but if you
best.
Were seeing me coming, I guess it would be backwards. But I don't care about you.
Ellen, you're so fast, no one can read your socks as you're running by.
Yeah,
I mean,
plus
give me a
to
break.
The audience,
I try to.
That's the best person, Al.
Exactly.
Right? That's what it says.
My grandfather's name is Al, so
see,
it's perfect.
That all works.
Then he's totally plugged in.
That all works.
That happens. I always put a braid in my hair on race day, but never other times. It's my Princess Warrior braid.
Is that true?
That's a fact.
That's a little Xena
14
action.
Marathons, and I've always had a braid in my hair.
Peter?
I could start doing that. Mm. Right down my back, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Cross the old lats.
Oh.
No.
Oh, you meant that hair.
I didn't mean anything. I don't. Okay, keep going.
I always watch Prefontaine, the movie, the night before.
Do you?
I do.
That's a really good ritual.
It's so good.
That's really good.
Jared Leto, I mean, what's not to like about that? Great soundtrack.
It is a good soundtrack.
I watched it on my iPad because I don't want to be stressed out being out in the living room, so I just watched it.
Because you do quiet time?
Quiet time for sure. Yep.
Wow.
That happens.
But that's only, these are only for marathon runs, not for big races.
Right. No, because you can't
overdo
it. No, you can't overdo it.
Brian, do you have any superstition type things like this? We had talked previously about the finish line of the marathon, which I do adhere to. I don't go crossing over that.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, no.
I don't think they're superstitious.
Do people do that?
Some people go down and take photos, and they're not really thinking of it. Some people go on training runs that end
and they accidentally trip over it.
No, they cross it. They think it's intentionally? Okay. Yeah, but there are a lot of the same people who buy the marathon jackets of the one they're running and put it on before the race.
Yeah, there's a thing I won't do.
I absolutely can't.
The jacket is a thing, and because I have so much respect for people who do wear them. Because for so many years, I said, wow, that's impressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're in a club. Yeah. And then I joined that club, and I was like, hey, I'm impressive. I'm in that club.
Well, the jackets also have, we were talking about this, they have their own lore. That's like a whole nother category of like when you go to the expo.
Okay, so she told me this one on Guinness Day. Go ahead, say
when you go to the expo, you wear your oldest Boston Marathon jacket that you own. Mm-hmm. So you see people walking around with like 2003s, 1999s even.
I love this.
Yeah, you have to wear the oldest one, though.
It had never occurred to me to do that.
And it's not the one you like the most. It's not the one with the most flattering color combo.
Right. It's the oldest.
It's the oldest one in your wardrobe.
To show that you've been in the fight that long.
Right.
I love that. I think that's a great ritual. I love that.
I wear my oldest pair of running shorts.
To the expo?
Yeah.
Or just every day?
Every day. Under my pants. That's my superstition. I've revealed it now.
That's not real.
No.
And I feel like you're making fun of our whole thing.
I'm not.
But that's okay. You can be the everyman making fun of us. We know it's what. Did you know, Brian, that this year's running jacket, if you leave it in the light and then go into a dark space, the logo on the front and back light up. They're glow in the dark.
Are you kidding me?
Wait. No.
I thought I told you that.
No.
We didn't talk about that?
No. Yeah. And it was pretty dark in there.
Like if you put a light on it.
Is this a thing?
This is a real
thing.
Did
they mean to do this, or is it like a weird, like faulty fabric?
No, I'm pretty sure they used a glow-in-the-dark type material. Yeah, it's for the front unicorn logo and the big one on the back. Swear to God,
that's cool.
Now, the thing I haven't checked is if the only other one I have is from 2 years ago. If it does the same thing, I don't know how recent they've changed.
I didn't know that was a thing. Now I'm gonna have to wear it.
So there you go.
I'm gonna have to light it up
too for anyone.
Have to wear it to the club
and rock out. I'm gonna say this too. You know. The big thing about, because I know they'll go on sale in Marshalls next January for cheap money, because they always do that with the overstock. And I know Adidas is just in the game of selling gear. But I feel that you should almost have to like show your bib.
Oh, 100%.
To get one. To 100%. Buy one. I mean, I get still buying it for $100, whatever.
Right.
But you should have to show your bib because, for example, when I was running the race this year, I saw a couple 2015 jackets, and I had like a moment with them. I'd point to them and go, yeah, 2015. And they said, yeah.
I was watching.
I'm someone's dad.
Yeah. I pour the beer.
I'm on the fence. Well, okay. I'm on the fence about like, if you're a volunteer, maybe you should get it. That's
cool.
Well,
they get their own sweet jackets.
They get their own jacket.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And okay, they have hoods.
Okay, but what about like, oh, his father bought it. Oh, that's not, I mean.
No. Mm-mm. Sorry, there's a lot of other great merch at the expo. Hook
and
it
certainly,
up.
Certainly don't wear it in eastern Massachusetts
on marathon day.
Right?
Or ever though, like, really?
No,
don't
no,
enter
but I mean,
the state
if you,
wearing
if you
it.
Live
but
somewhere else,
if you live
else,
in Tokyo or if I live in California,
and you came to watch your spouse run the Boston Marathon, and you bought the jacket and opened it when you got home in Tokyo, and you wear it around Tokyo,
not,
maybe that's all right.
It's not a rock concert
I'm
shirt.
I'm not okay with it.
But you know,
sorry, I just rules are rules.
I agree with you.
What's the rule about me ever getting to run again?
4 weeks. Oh. It's going to fly by.
That's true. At the most, it's not going to hurt you, man. If you do other cardio stuff, if you get to the gym, if you take class, you know, if you take, go to Taibo. Go to.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it was. I don't know. I'm old.
Taekwondo?
No, Taibo.
It was on VHS. Don't worry about it.
She wouldn't know. She wouldn't know what that is.
You can buy it.
VH1?
You can buy it with Buns of Steel.
Right.
And Giad.
Jalad. No, go to spin.
I will go to a spin class with you.
Go to yoga. Go to a Pilates class. You'll have your butt handed to you.
You're just saying things.
No, I'm not. These are real things.
No, you're just saying things. Spin is a good cardio workout.
It really
is. It's a great
is.
Cardio
yoga
workout.
Yoga is not a good cardio workout.
But if you go to Power Sculpt Yoga.
I can't do those things.
Or don't do those things.
Also, that sounds like it hurts. Is it?
It's strengthening. It's core strengthening.
Power strength yoga. It sounds like it involves like a chainsaw.
No. Sculpting. It's like a lot of planks.
Yeah.
June 15th, you're back in the game. It's 4 weeks away. Boom. Blam.
I've missed my half marathon then.
Yep. Probably a good idea.
Okay, I'm not listening to either of you.
That's cool.
Because you could just run it and be miserable, because that sounds like fun.
Yeah. That's why are you grinning like a madman? It's fine.
Because that's what non-runners say to you. Like, why do you do that? It's so much pain.
No, that's not. Oh, okay. All right.
You're missing the point.
This is interesting because you're talking to two people who have been recently injured. One very much so over there. One kind of seriously over here. Both had to take a lot of time off. Both had to miss races. True?
So many races. All my favorite races.
I had to miss three. I had to miss the 10K, the aforementioned 10K, where I tabooed myself for 6 months later, thanks. I missed the BAA half, which apparently I have two shirts I have to burn. And I missed the New York Marathon, which was the most beautiful day ever, and watched it on TV and made myself cry. Those were hard races to miss. And what'd you end up missing?
I missed the DC half marathon that I was running with a girlfriend who I hadn't seen forever.
So that was emotional for you.
That was super emotional. I missed the Chicago Marathon, which is one of my favorite races of the year.
I hear it's wonderful.
And then I missed this small road race called the Boston Marathon.
And that means something to you. That's a personal race to you.
Means all the things.
So did you buy the jacket instead because you couldn't run it?
No.
Right.
Did we learn nothing here?
I've learned a lot of
things. I didn't even look at the jacket. I don't even remember what color it was.
I honestly don't know what color it is.
And I don't care.
Might be orange. Is it orange?
No, that was 2014.
Is it, what color is it?
It's the turquoise one.
Oh, it's not cool.
I didn't want that anyway.
I don't want that, yeah. I would want it if I ran. I would want it if I ran.
I would too, but I didn't.
Right.
So I didn't.
Right. So what's our point, Brian? Our point is we all have to miss out on a few things. Wham, you millennial.
Hey.
You're not a millennial.
Yes, I am.
No, Ellen, we have to educate you on what that is. No, no. That's like for 18-year-olds.
Excuse me.
She was 18 when millennials were 18.
Yeah.
Wait, is she on the cutoff? Are you on the cutoff for millennials?
I'm like 2 years under the cutoff, but thanks for coming out.
Oh my gosh. You shouldn't be here at all. This is a mistake. Brian, take a little time off. See what the doctor says.
The other doctor.
Yeah, the other doctor. A real doctor.
Now you don't get it at all.
All right. Okay.
No, the whole thing about cortisone shot, surgery, all that kind of nonsense. That only comes if all the pain returns. Right? So what is he going to say? He's going to say, oh, you either are or aren't a good candidate for this surgery. But we're not going to do it now because why bother?
So you're intentionally making it worse so that you can make it better?
Okay.
I'm trying to understand.
Well, it's interesting because I'm the kind of guy who wants to honor sunk costs, to use an economics term. So, like, I could see what he's doing.
Right,
like,
if you have to get the surgery anyway.
If he's poning up for the knife.
Right.
He's like, well, I'm going to burn this puppy right on out. But right up until...
All right, well, then you better PR at that half.
Yeah, you better crush at that half.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, then you swayed us, totally.
Fine.
Way to go. Ellen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We'll wear our jackets in the dark later.
in the back row.
To prove...
the airport.
Yeah, to prove... to prove that they glow.
Bye.
Hey.
This has been episode 79 of How Was Your Run Today with Peter Villa and Brian Gould. Music by Jeff Cronenberg. Anna Brooks is our social media guru. Andrea Bonnie Gould is our artist in residence. Special thanks to fast, funny, and vaguely superstitious Ellen London.
Listen to us every week wherever you collect podcasts. Peter keeps his in a box of unearned race shirts.
Oh, that's so messed up.
But whenever you visit that special podcast place, please give us a rating and a comment. Every single one of those makes a difference in how this little here show is ranked.
And join us every Saturday on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram with your sat stat chats. Tell us where you ran, how the weather was, and include a sweet, sweet photo.
Fulfill all of your HWYRT shopping needs at our Redbubble store.
And if you love HWYRT, please share our posts on social media. It's free, and it's easier than reminding Brian that today is not the day to start running again.
Not today?
No, it's not.
For everything else, please go to HWYRT.com. Hey, Peter.
Go ahead.
Well, why don't you have a good run today?
I will. It won't be as good because I'll know you'll be sad. So I probably won't talk about it. This is the last show.
You know, in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, when she's like, oh, Peter, that's gross.